yeah, it highlights a particular item that may not be familiar to everyone. And it shows you, you know, the uses for it, how to cook it, how to cut it, how to store it.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet. Yes, in your browser, WFPR.FM, or in the Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Yeah, the dial, or maybe the push buttons, you can preset to 102.9 and have it always ready. We're here in the Franklin Food Pantry today for a conversation around the new effort on nutrition and food. And we've got a couple of folks here. So Ann McGillis, Director of Operations, welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
This is always good to talk about. The food pantry is an important place in Franklin, and you do good service. So you've got somebody to introduce us today, and then we'll get back to kind of your background and their background and dive into the discussion.
Yes, we're very excited to have Stephanie on board. She is our registered dietitian, which we were able to fund with a grant for a year to really bring the nutrition policy to a whole nother level. It's very exciting to have her here.
Yeah, because while food is important, the better, I mean, there's variations within the food. Some is certainly fresh, natural, good, some less good, and that's where Stephanie's going to really help focus within that.
Yeah. Well, first I want to say thanks for having us, having both of us here today. excited to be here. And yeah, I think I'm going to be implementing some nutrition programming here and then just looking at, you know, the overall environment and helping to, yeah, just boost the shopping experience for pantry clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... Chloe, it's a busy place, and I know we don't have to dwell on this particular one, but the demand of the volume has been increasing, and thereby the throughput, and you get to see that on a regular basis.
Yes, I've been with the pantry. I was lucky to be a volunteer for 7 years, and then I've been on board here for about 4.5 years, so we've seen the pantry really grow to what it is mm-hmm. today, and to be able to offer... you know, healthy food choices to so many clients is really very exciting.
And the new facility certainly has allowed for an expansion of the capacity that we did not have. And I say we because I'd had in a prior exposure with the pantry as well in the older building, which doesn't even exist anymore. They've just completely gone.
Yeah. Yes. No, the pantry was really designed intentionally to bring dignity to our clients and remove the stigma. And it was laid out in such of a way that healthy choices would be available to the clients and easy to access.
Mm-hmm. So it's really recreating kind of a regular shopping experience. You get a cart, you walk along some navigation of little bits of aisles. It's not quite as big as the bigger markets, but you still have the same type of experience.
Yes, it was designed that way to really reduce the stigma of going to a food pantry.
If people haven't been to the new pantry, tours are available. Contact the pantry. You can come through a tour. You can volunteer. There's many ways to help, but at least seeing it, this is like a high-end market. This is not your normal, your older, you know, food pantry situation. This has really stepped up considerably.
Yes. And we're able to do many programs out of the pantry. It has allowed us to run home delivery and inside shopping and curbside and offer walk-in options as well that we mm-hmm. weren't able to do in the old building. So this
Correct.
Building has really allowed us to do many programs.
Yeah, I know, especially with the dock and the facilities, and you've got much more of a storeroom. I remember hitting my head a few times going down into the basement on the narrow steps, and the ceiling there was a bit challenging. It worked. We made it work, and we'll put a plug in. Thank you to Rockland Trust for giving us the space for as long as they did. We definitely appreciate it, but this is definitely much more worthy to operate within.
Yes, yes, it's wonderful. I mean, even I'm only 5 feet, 1 inch, and I would hit my head in the basement, so it is very nice here. And to be able to work in this environment, we're able to bring in groups and really be part of the community. And the community has embraced us very mm-hmm. much as well.
Right. That's one of the key pieces. While the demand has been increasing, certainly the support has increased commensurately, which has allowed you to continue to do what you need to do.
Yes, the outpouring from the community has been really fantastic.
Right.
Yes.
And while you're here kind of on part-time, but I'm sure you're learning a little bit in terms of what's going on and how things are going on, and then you'll be able to formulate and say, oh, this is how we enhance what's going.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right. So, yeah, I've had many conversations with Anne, so learning a lot through her and just about, you know, all the programming that's currently offered. And I've seen, you know, the shopping experience and live action, and I do have to say, like, this, I've worked in many food pantries before, and this is by far the most beautiful and well-organized pantry that I've ever been to, and I think the client experience here is a beautiful one. I think it really mimics, like, the same shopping experience that one would have in a grocery store, and I want to help just empower individuals when they are here and help them to realize that healthy eating is available, and it can be simple and practical. And I also want to, you know, utilize this space and the shopping experience as an education opportunity for individuals coming through.
Traditionally, Chloe, in my own lifestyle, et cetera, we've tended towards the healthy diet. Generally, there's also kind of the price choice. Chloe, you go to a regular market and you can get organic, but that's a higher price, et cetera. Here, at least from the shopping experience, they don't have to worry about the price.
That's right.
So staging and then clearly positioning the, quote, proper choices mm-hmm. to enable them to make their family choice.
Right.
Is going to be key, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of strategies that, you know, this food pantry already implements, which is placing, like, the healthy choices or, you know, those more nutrient-dense choices maybe at eye level, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an indirect way of helping clients to choose those options.
Right.
Yeah, placing maybe less nutrient-dense food items at a lower level. And they do a great job, too, of just, you know, putting produce and colorful items, mm-hmm. you know, as one of the first stops in the food pantry. So people are filling their baskets with those items.
Yeah, since the goal is to fill a basket first with the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
A little subtle thing, and people may realize it over time, but that's mm-hmm. the intent and the
yes.
goal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course, we want to, protect client dignity here mm-hmm. and give them choice, right? We always want to allow them to choose what they feel is appropriate for themselves and maybe for their families as well. They know best what their families are looking for and what they enjoy and what they will consume and not waste. But it's also so important, I think, for us to make those more nutrient-dense items very available so that we're helping to ultimately, I think, reduce, diet-related chronic diseases,
mm-hmm. sure.
Such as diabetes and obesity, right,
yep.
and heart disease. So we're making sure that we are, you know, I think highlighting, not so much pushing, but highlighting those items that are, you know, lower in added sugar or don't have added sugar, are lower in sodium, are more of those natural choices like fresh produce, lower fat items as mm-hmm. well, or lower saturated fat items.
Right.
Yeah, so people are equipped with, the food items that they need to create healthy meals for themselves and their families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think anticipating, and you can help clarify, but clearly while you've got, you know, nice green vegetables or whatever the colors are, they're fresh and enticing, so those are first, they're going to go. But then also you get kind of an odd looking vegetable that perhaps you've never seen before, and yet
right.
it's healthy, so they're going to have to create some information around that, potentially recipes, how to use it.
Correct. Yeah. So one of the strategies that I want to implement here is maybe some shelf talkers or even just available recipes, maybe next to those items that are less common or maybe a little more unfamiliar, right? Mm-hmm. And we also want to think about just, you know, boosting like cultural awareness and accommodating like different cultures that are coming in here. So including maybe some produce items or, you know, other items on the shelves that, may not be like your typical common household item, right? So I think I'm actually hoping to use a lot of resources that were developed by SNAP Ed, which I used to work for, and I've helped develop a lot of those handouts too. But many of those were specifically designed for food pantries where they highlight, you know, a produce item in particular, a fruit or vegetable. They're called fruit or veggie prep sheets.
Okay.
And it, yeah, it highlights a particular item that may not be familiar to everyone. And it shows you, you know, the uses for it, how to cook it, how to cut it, how to store it.
Right.
So it makes these items maybe less intimidating and more enticing for...
As opposed to, what is that? How do I do that? How do I even pick it up and hold it?
Exactly, right. And I'd also love to, you know, if we have any produce items that come in here that are, again, maybe unfamiliar to some, doing some food samples or food demos and providing recipes that go along with those food items.
Correct.
So people can explore, you know, utilizing them at home.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the places where I'll put in the public plug because it's available for a public service, but the studio has a cooking kitchen and fully enabled to be a TV studio as well. So a cooking show or preparing an example, et cetera. We can help collaborate with that because that's part of what we do.
Very cool.
We would love that.
That would be great.
And it would enable also collaboration, which is key. You know, get a chef from one of the restaurants, perhaps, or there are others who have similar type skill sets that could work into that environment. And thereby the ultimate goal is, oh, I've never seen that before. Oh, but that's more healthy and I can cook it like this and we have a good meal and now what's wrong with that?
Education is a big part of our work plan for both the clients and volunteers and staff.
Right.
So, you know, we can have all these ideas, but if we aren't able to get it to the clients, you know, it doesn't really help. So it's great to have Stephanie on board who is able to do the food sampling and, you know, provide that. We already have a date planned in March to do that with her and really educate the volunteers and the clients as well.
Yeah, I think the awareness will be key because clearly while some of the clients come here, but they also go to the farmer's market and then through the SNAP benefits, they can get pluses on that side. Mm-hmm. But they may see at this farmer's market something that we don't necessarily have here, but it's still good. And if we tie that, so now that you're walking along or even if they're going into a regular store and you get into whether it's the Asian specialties or the Mexican specialties, whatever the specialties are, they can say, oh, I recognize that. I can use that in this way, you know?
Yeah. And I think what we'll focus on, too, is, you know, a lot of the produce coming in here is seasonal, right?
Sure.
So as we see certain items that may be unfamiliar, like those will likely pop up at farmers markets and grocery stores at that same time.
Sure. And I know there's also a key volunteer group that has a number of beds at the community garden, which during the summer will have that fresh produce, greens and vegetables and tomatoes, et cetera, coming here, which... from what I understand, flies off the shelf rather quickly.
Yes, yeah, we've been lucky to have that relationship with the community gardens. We also have a relationship with Boston Area Gleaners, which provides us produce from local area farms. So during the summer months, we do put out what we call a farmer's market table in the pantry and highlight a lot of these items that might not be as familiar to our clients. So Stephanie will be part of that as well to educate our clients and volunteers.
Yes.
And then I think on a regular basis, the relationship with Spoonfuls, which is kind of the food recovery operation, also a nonprofit, which visits between restaurants and other markets to take kind of that short-term shelf items and then drop them here, and what, twice a week, I think?
We're three times a week.
Three times
a week. Yes, we have a lot of support from Spoonfuls, and we're able to offer our clients fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, meats and bread items and kind of grab-and-go items as well. So it's a great partnership with them as well.
And then I think we'll segue nicely. You'll be able to, you know, if they get a grab-and-go, have that kind of info sheet as to the pros and cons, whatever. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then again, yeah, maybe providing some samples just to further encourage them to use those items. Yeah.
So we started developing the nutrition policy in June over the summer. And
June of 2025.
Yes.
Right. Yep. To give it some kind of perspective. Yes. Yeah.
And we kind of looked at what nutrient-dense foods we offer, how we were kind of, you know, gathering that information. Stephanie is going to do an assessment of the pantry, and we kind of came up with some ideas and created a work plan that had different phases. And in the phase where we were talking about education and awareness, we were trying to think of how to highlight different options. And we came up with a calendar to kind of, you know, say this month we'll do focus on grains, and next month we'll focus on healthy breakfasts. And we got, that was a little ambitious, so we kind of reviewed it. We called it an audit. yep. And we kind of landed on doing it seasonally.
Okay. Yeah.
And another piece that we developed was a character named Poppy to really highlight different items in the pantry, and that will bring together our seasonal calendar. So when we're talking about the winter months, we're looking at.
So I think the theme that we landed on was cozy meals, strong bodies.
So we'll be able to put Poppy, who is just a fictional character that's kind of fun for our clients to kind of find in the pantry, you know, where's Poppy type of thing.
Okay, yep.
You know, to really focus on the item of the season.
Right, And just to add that to that, so Poppy, this mascot, is really, is being used to highlight, again, those nutrient-dense foods and to highlight nutrition messages. And Poppy really can represent just how different foods can fit together, like to support overall health. And it really helps to make, I think, nutrition information like visual and approachable.
Right.
It's something easy for people to kind of spot out.
I foster that. I'm all about that. What I try to do clearly is in my own role is to make sure I get the right info in the context to really make sense of that context. And the content's important, but in the right context. So. Mm-hmm. With that visual aid, effectively, of Poppy, where is Poppy today? Now it's here. Look at this.
Some places that you might find Poppy would be like on shelves, right next to particular nutrient-dense items, maybe on recipe cards, in our monthly newsletters, on any educational signage that might be added here. And then we've talked a bit about like bundling food bundles, like offering those to clients coming in maybe on a quarterly basis or so, that will support like the seasonal theme that we're going with.
So a food bundle, at least initial thinking, would be something similar to kind of like the holiday meal, where to a certain extent there's the holiday meal concept, but then they can choose within the range. Is the bundle something similar to that?
Similar in the sense that
So the ingredients for a recipe.
That kind of a bundle.
Down to the next level.
Makes sense. So, finding, you know, a recipe that goes along with the seasonal theme. And then, providing in that bag both the recipe, maybe some educational information, as well as all of the ingredients.
That makes sense.
Can make that recipe at home.
That level of bundle, as opposed to the bigger level of bundle.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Exciting stuff. Lots of room for creativity here, which really excites me.
Absolutely, yeah, because clearly food, you know, what's not to love about food? Right. As long as it's food you like. And sometimes you just have to try something new and then say, oh, this is good.
Yeah, exactly.
And Poppy looks like a little animated puzzle piece. And the idea behind that was to bring the piece to healthy eating and helping children.
And I love that it's part of the puzzle piece. Having been part of the group that brought that puzzle concept of the plate together, it was always meant to have... It takes a village, so you can divide it in many ways. Currently, it's got four quadrants, but using a puzzle piece fits within that. Absolutely. Perfect.
That was fun. Our communication manager, Kathy, helped us develop that as well.
Kudos to Kathy from behind. Because it does take a village, and everybody has their roles, and you're bringing that extra dietary aspect to it. So you look at a food... somewhat differently. I mean, it's clearly a food item, whether vegetable or a box, but you look at different things and say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that I can also, you know, be present to help guide food choices, like depending on client preference, maybe their abilities, if they have any limitations there, or even, you know,
or diet specific because of diabetes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. So there'd be some things, choices that would be more for them not that the general wouldn't benefit from it, but more for them.
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heart safe, heart healthy.
That's right.
Healthy overall.
Yeah, that's right. Part of the philosophy is that we want to make the healthy choice the easy choice here, which is where Poppy comes into play to really like highlight those items or emphasize those items. But yeah, one thing we do need to think about, I think, is just accommodating everybody who is coming into here and having the shopping experience.
We do have a diverse community of clients, absolutely.
Yes. And, you know, one particular group that comes to mind are maybe seniors who may have limited access to kitchen equipment.
Sure.
Maybe they have conditions that, like, limit their physical abilities in the kitchen as well. So I think it's so important to consider... what everyone is going through and experiencing and making sure that, we are providing healthy foods from each one of the food groups that can accommodate all of these limitations or these challenges that people are facing. So, you know, one thing I always consider too, especially like when I'm thinking of food bundling, is maybe providing foods that might not require a can opener, right?
Yes.
Because we know that there are some individuals who may have difficulty operating one of those.
Whether they even have one to begin
with. Correct. Yeah.
Then operating it because of some physical challenges. Absolutely.
Correct.
Yep. Yes.
Or if there are canned items included, maybe thinking of those that have like the tab on top. So can opener.
Which can still be a challenger for some folks because the tabs, you know, I understand the easiness of it, but they still can be a challenge.
Yeah, for sure. So lots to think about, but it is possible, you know, for everyone to have a healthy diet and to obtain all of foods that they need here at the pantry.
Yeah, and I think that fits within the overall approach. Clearly, taking the person, recognizing them for whoever they are, whatever they have, and then enabling the right choices, the healthy choices within either their dietary needs or their family choices whatever it is, but and then giving them the opportunity and then making it easier with now Poppy's there. Catch this idea.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Poppy will be great at, you know, providing like choices within the food groups too, so individuals don't feel limited to just one option.
Right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Poppy and all the other things coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it all come to life.
Yes, we are very excited that we have been recognized by the Greater Boston Food Bank as a Healthy Pantry Leader. We were recognized based on our commitment for providing nutritious food, how we are implementing different practices to support this healthy eating, you know, bringing Stephanie on board, and how we, you know, procure different food items as well. So there's always room to grow.
Yes.
It's a good baseline for us, but we are very excited to be a leader at the Healthy Pantry program at the Greater Boston Food Bank.
Yeah, I think it's good because clearly you can't do it alone. You need to develop, and you have been developing the key partnerships. Greater Boston Food Bank, as I understand it, certainly is one of the key baselines, but then you've been expanding so that the local markets, whether Stop and Shop, Big Y, BJ's, Spoonfuls as a food recovery aspect, the farmers market, community garden, you've got all these relationships that then the community themselves, whether both the client-based and or just the regular community members, can either donate, volunteer, or spread the word, which is always needed anyway. And it all comes together, hopefully, with healthy individuals. Will we ever solve food insecurity? I don't know, but we'll at least make some efforts towards that.
That's right.
I would think over time, you already utilize the Amazon wish list, so you may at some point have whether a dietary specific wish list or I don't know if there's a cancer survivor health wish list or whatever, but that might be an opportunity for a vehicle to enable that. Putting on the wish list for those that use it, these are the items that are recommended to that we need.
The community has just been wonderful. Receive donations from the community. We're always making connections. We have partnered with even the prison in Norfolk. Has been able to, they have a organic garden,
okay.
A growing program there,
sure.
That they've been able to. So I think any connections that people might have with healthy choices would be wonderful. Money.
It's always, money always is.
Monetary yep. donations is always great, so we can purchase. We are able to purchase from the Greater Boston Food Bank at a very reduced rates.
Right.
They have great selections. I worked on the order today, and they had produce items I've never heard of. I run them by Stephanie. So, you know, they're definitely expanding their choices for cultural populations, different cultural populations as well. And we can, you know, definitely pursue the Amazon wish list, creating different wish lists that target different dietary restrictions.
Sure.
We do have shelving that focus on that, the gluten-free shelving, vegan, low sodium, low sugar. So expanding that area would be a priority for us.
Just to reinforce too that while the food you provide out to the clients is for nothing, clearly it costs something to do that.
Yes.
And that's where the generosity of, you know, the various sponsorships, certain grant opportunities, which is fostering this particular effort with Stephanie, but then the regular contributions. Somebody still needs to pay. And even with increasing demand, fortunately, the supply of the appropriate funding and or goods, even the successful recent Super Bowl can collections, we may not have won the Super Bowl, but awareness hopefully has increased and we'll have more cans of soup.
Yeah, yes. It was very exciting to be able to, you know, provide, you know, these items to our clients, and it's a great, you know, item for a lot of our seniors, you know, people that, you know, have problems, you know, don't have access to kitchens, like Stephanie mentioned.
Right. You can still do soup on a hot plate.
Yes.
Right. Well, I think that covers a bunch, and I'm sure we'll still have more to talk about as you develop more and Poppy instances and Poppy starts corking up.
Sure.
And we'll have to interview Poppy at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If we've got the image of a Poppy, we can, you know, be creative.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for taking time for
thank
this.
You.
This,
yeah, thank you so
I
much.
Learned some, hopefully the listeners, you learned some stuff too. And then, of course, you know, continue to visit the Food Pantry. The website's updated on a regular basis. Follow them on the various socials, Instagram, Facebook. Be aware of what's going on. There's always an opportunity for your help in however you can help. and it's appreciated that way.
So. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So thank you. This is goodness, and the quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.